Thank you for downloading the Archers Omnibus podcast. For more information, visit bbc.co.uk/archers.
Larry, look.
Oh, but you two.
Be careful, it's going to fall off.
Would you do it? Let poor Joe sleep.
But he looks silly. Oh,
come on, you've had your fun now.
Yeah, take the cushion off his head now.
Aww.
Right, then, I think I'll go and do the washing up.
Hey, love, it can wait. Sit down and have a rest,
no,
eh?
No, needs to.
Yeah, do you want me to?
No, you stay there, it won't take me long.
What's the matter with Clary?
Oh, nothing, Mia. She's just a bit tired, that's all.
Yeah, from cooking you that yummy lunch.
Why don't you and Jake go and play in the garden, eh? We need to head home soon anyway. Go on.
Okay, come on, Mia.
Hey, you don't have to go yet.
Well, Nick will be back in a little while. Right, yeah, suppose you've seen the Westbury Courier.
Yeah, it came through the door yesterday.
Yeah, I was too.
I managed to chuck it in the recycling before your mum saw.
Well, it were only a rehash of the Echo story.
Look how upset she got about that. Still is. You can see what she's like.
Yeah.
Keeps thinking about that sick little girl, worrying all that.
Well, if only she'd waited another day before going back into work.
They don't let her hear you say that.
No, I know, I didn't mean...
Well, she's already in a state.
Yeah, I'm just saying.
And then there's Pat. Oh, your mum rang her up on Friday. She was almost in tears by the end of it.
Why? What did she say?
Nothing much by the sound of it. But your mum's very upset. We've all got to do our best to look after her. Clary? What was that? Are you all right, love? Clary?
Oh, for heaven's sake, oh dear.
Clary, what's happened?
Oh, nothing, just these saucepans.
Yeah, let me.
No, no, they have to be put back properly. They just fall out again, otherwise.
Hey, come on, it's all right. No harm done.
No, I know, it's just...
What?
Everything. It's all just such a mess.
Hey, it's only a couple of pans.
Yeah, and I can't even do that right.
Hey, listen, Clary, love. I was thinking, remember what Nick said last week? We could go to that gardening festival up at Lower Loxley. Oh. Well, I'm sure they'd let us in on the cheap.
No.
I thought we could take Jake and Mia. Give William and Nick a bit of time to themselves.
Oh, well, I suppose.
Or you could spend the afternoon reorganising the cupboards.
I could certainly do with it.
Hey, don't be daft. Oh. Come on. Hey, up on your feet, eh? Let's go and enjoy ourselves.
Oh, Jim, hello.
Christine.
Oh, do come in. So sorry, I don't know where the time's gone today.
That's quite all right.
I just need to put my shoes on.
No rush. The Riley's waiting outside. Ah, I see you found a good use for the courier.
Oh, yes. Oh, it's such a shame for Pat and Tony. Everybody will have seen that.
I know. I keep meaning to buy one of those no-free newspaper signs. It's nothing but adverts.
Oh, people still read it, though.
Well, as the saying goes, today's news is tomorrow's chip wrappers. Or at the very least, somewhere to put your shoes.
Oh, I do hope so. I spoke to Peggy at church this morning. She's terribly worried.
Mm.
Right. Almost there. Dear me, now, have I got everything?
I hear the allotments are going to be open.
Yes, I believe so.
I was hoping to glean some advice from the growers down there.
Oh, did the book I lent you not help?
It is very good. But you can never discount a little practical wisdom. I've got some nice veg happily growing amongst the flowers, but I've got one or two questions about them.
Now, ready.
Are you sure?
I think so.
Marvellous. After you then, madam. Your carriage awaits.
So you don't know where he's getting them, then?
No, Will, I haven't a clue.
Oh, so why was he acting so strange?
I was Kent and he was winding you up.
Oh, well, he could have just told me.
And it's worked. Look, all I know is that Kent had thought the menu could be a little bit more exciting. Frieda and Jolene are happy.
Oh, I guess.
So, when are the kids going to be back?
Well, Mum and Dad probably be at Lower Loxley for a couple of hours.
Oh, it's really nice of them, isn't it?
Yeah, with Dad's idea. I reckon he thought he might distract Mum from everything that's going on. Well, plus he thought he could blag his way in for nothing.
Well, we've got the rest of the afternoon to ourselves then.
Yep. Thought if you fancied we could drive out somewhere. No, go for a walk.
Oh, sounds good to me.
Well, we can't be too long. I want to get back and dismantle the scarecrows.
Yeah, good idea. Grab the chance now while the kids aren't around.
Oh, exactly.
All right, well, that sounds like a plan. Where should we go?
Eddie, no.
Go on.
I'm still full from lunch.
Oh, have a bit. It's really good.
We can't afford cheese like this, though.
All the more reason to try it when it's a free sample. Good, though, isn't it?
It's lovely.
And you're doing great and all of... It's not so bad, is it?
Just nice to get
Clary,
out.
Oh. Eddie.
Christy. Sorry.
Hello, Jim.
Enjoying the food, I see.
Yeah.
Isn't it wonderful? I wasn't expecting you to be quite so popular. Elizabeth seems very pleased. We bumped into her down at the allotment.
Oh, right.
Good result of the cricket yesterday, Eddie.
Oh, so I hear.
Young Christopher scored an excellent half century.
I see Jill's here as well.
Yes.
We haven't seen you play for a while.
And Josh. They wanted to meet the beekeeper.
I wondered if you might while Roy's away.
Oh, no, no.
And, of course, we're all hoping to pick up some inspiration for the open gardens.
I was at a car boot yesterday, any road.
Isn't that right, Jim?
What was that?
Open gardens.
Oh, yes, yes. It's all getting rather competitive.
Excuse me, folks. There's a real ale stall over there.
So there is.
You come in, Jim.
I'm right behind you.
Eddie. Oh. Anyway, how are you, Clary? You weren't at church this morning. Oh, I've been thinking about you. I know this can't be an easy time with the dairy being closed.
No. I'm sorry, Christine, but I've left Jake and Mia making grass heads at one of the stalls.
Oh.
I ought to go and check on them.
Oh, of course. Well, I haven't looked round the stalls myself yet.
Oh, haven't you?
It's only outside. I'll come with you.
Goodbye, Billy Goat's Gruff. Oh, quite sad now.
Yeah, well, a lot of hard work went into them.
Are you sure we can't keep what?
Nick.
Oh, he did nice in the back garden with some flowers around him.
Well, you're as bad as the kids.
I'm only teasing.
Yeah, besides, Dad needs the water feature back. Hey, Meg, calm down. What is it with her and that troll?
So, what do you think about Wednesday?
Hmm?
Going for a picnic.
Yeah, why not? It'd be a nice thing to do when we've got George.
Yeah, that's what I thought. We'd go down by the river, perhaps, and... Well, Jake and Mia can help with the food.
Sure.
Yeah, I'm only doing a couple of hours at the ball, so, yeah, I should be finished by about two.
You know, I still don't understand why Kenton couldn't just tell me where those crayfish are from.
Oh!
No, seriously, Nick, what did he mean? Mystery local supplier?
It's really bugging you, isn't it?
Well, I just want to know. How come he's being so secretive?
Oh, honestly, Will, instead of worrying about it, you should just try them.
Well, shellfish don't agree with me.
Yeah, well, if you don't stop going on, I might just bring a few to the picnic.
Oh, gosh, Clary, I thought you would have seen it.
No.
Perhaps they haven't delivered to you yet.
They should have. The courier normally comes on a Saturday. Why? What did it say?
Oh, it was mainly about the two children that are in hospital. Really must be Pat and Tony's worst nightmare. I'm sure the way they run the dairy is normally scrupulous. Well, you would know.
Yes. Yes, it is.
Oh. I'm sorry, Clary, of course. This has a terrible effect on you too.
Well,
let's just hope and pray it all blows over very soon.
Clary!
Oh, hello, love.
Look.
What you got there?
It's my grass head.
Aren't you clever? Where's the hair?
It's going to grow.
Ah.
Don't you know who it is? It's Eddie.
Oh.
And my one's a fireman.
Oh, is he now, Jake?
Well, don't they look wonderful?
Yeah. You'll have to pop them on the windowsill and hope Eddie grows some hair.
Grass hair?
Yeah.
Can we go on the bouncy castle now?
Oh, I'm not sure.
Please?
Oh, don't mind me, Clary.
Well, I suppose it has been a while since you ate.
There you are.
Yeah, come on then. Sorry, Jim.
Yeah. Oh, it's quite all right. Christy, where have you been?
Go down, you two.
I've been searching all over for you.
I've been standing here for the last 10 minutes.
There are a few things I've spotted I thought you might like. You mentioned you wanted to train your winter jasmine.
Yes, that's right.
Well, they've got some very attractive willow trellis. Well, I thought it might be perfect.
No, it would. I really ought to sort the fence out first, though. One of the panels is sagging. It's the sort of job Phil would have done for me.
Well, I could always come over.
Could you?
Of course. Just the one panel, is it?
I think so.
I'm sure I can manage that.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, and I've also seen a bird bath that would sit very handsomely amongst your fox felts.
Oh, Jim.
Well, at least have a look.
I'd love to. But how are we ever going to get it all back in the Riley?
Oh, she's a roomy old girl. Besides, we want our gardens looking tip-top for the open weekend, don't we?
Mm. But why didn't you tell me about the courier?
Why do you think it? It's only the same as what they wrote in the Echo.
Oh,
I'm sorry, I just didn't want to upset you. Oh, no, sweetheart, I can see.
The courier goes to every house round here. Now everyone will know.
Oh, love.
I'm going to have to go and talk to Pat. What she must be thinking of me.
Well, she's sorting things out from what I hear.
Well, maybe. You didn't speak to her on the phone. Eddie, I think I should resign.
What?
I don't see what else I can do.
Come on. Look, I know how you must feel, but packing in your job? It ain't like things ain't tight enough at the moment.
Yes, I know, but
how would we survive without your wages coming in? Really, you can't keep taking all the blame on yourself.
Well, I don't know where else to put it.
It wasn't your fault. None of it was.
Oh, yes, it was, Eddie. I slipped up somewhere or this would not have happened. I am the reason them little ones is in the hospital.
And they could be out in a day or two. You don't know, do you?
I do hope so.
And if they are, then things will look a whole lot different. Think how long you've been at Bridge Farm, eh? You've always been a good worker. Pat knows that.
Sammy!
Yes, lovey, very good.
Well, besides, it's been over a week now. If Pat and Tony had wanted to sack you, they'd have done it by now.
Perhaps.
Hey, Clary? Well, wouldn't they?
You're joking. They're still in the dairy?
Yes, Tom.
But what are they doing?
There's a lot to go through. They've been checking the temperature records, our batch codes, which lab the sampling's being sent to.
Right, okay.
Staff training. One good thing, though, they don't need to take any swabs. The original investigation didn't show any problems, so at least we haven't got to wait for those to come back.
And it's the same two environmental health officers as last time?
Mm, Adrian Pegg and...
Sally Collins.
Yeah, that's right.
Have they said how it's going?
Not really. They seem to be happy with everything.
But we still don't know if we can reopen.
Tom, I'm sure it will be fine. The place is spotless now it's been steam cleaned.
No, I know. It's just... Sorry, I thought they'd be finished by now.
They have to be thorough. They're just going through the last bits of paperwork now.
Right.
Anyway, what about you? You must have finished the sausages early.
No. I left Morris to clean up. I wanted to know what was going on here.
Oh, I see.
Where's Dad?
Keeping himself busy hoeing the cabbages. Probably the best place for him.
Mum, phone call.
Oh, who is it, Helen?
Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, what?
I tried to speak to them.
Oh, no. No, that's okay.
I'm sorry, but they wanted to talk to you.
Alice! Oh, darling!
Oh, Auntie Lillian!
If only I'd known! Are you here for a pampering too?
Oh.
We could have gossiped at the pool together.
No, actually, I'm looking for Caroline. I need to ask her about a job.
Oh, what sort of job?
Oh, anything really. Waitressing, bar work. I worked here as a chambermaid before.
Oh, you're not serious.
It was all right.
Oh, for heaven's sake, darling. You're a graduate now. You must be able to find something better than that.
Oh, if only. Well, not summer jobs, anyway. And not in engineering. I've been looking for weeks.
Oh, but changing people's sheets.
Oh, it's fine, Auntie Lillian. Don't be such a snob.
Me?
And at least it's only down the road, so I'd save on my travel.
Oh, well.
Yeah, at the moment, Chris and I need all the money we can lay our hands on.
Is this to do with him buying Ronnie out?
Yeah. Chris went to see his bank manager last week.
Oh, and?
Well, it's just too much now. Ronnie wants to sell the property as well. They won't lend Chris the money, so he's going to ask Ronnie if he could rent the place instead.
I see. Until such time as he can buy it.
Yeah, that's right. Then we'd only need to find about 50,000.
And have you spoken to Brian?
Oh, Auntie Lillian.
I'm sure he'd lend it to you if you were asked.
No,
darling,
no.
There is nothing wrong with accepting a helping hand.
Yeah, I know, but we've decided we want to do this on our own. No, really, Dad's already given us a home to live in.
Well, if you say so. But there's no point making things harder for yourselves, though.
Look, I better find Caroline.
Yes, yes, all right, darling. Well, it was so lovely to see you.
Yeah, you too. Let's just hope she's got some vacancy.
Yes, yes, indeed. Fingers crossed.
So when have they asked you to go in?
First thing tomorrow. They want me to do an interview with Wayne Foley.
I thought he was on at lunchtime.
Oh, it's going to be pre-recorded. I'm not sure. She was talking so fast, I wasn't taking it all in.
Look, if you don't want to do it, Mum...
Oh, I could hardly say no. They're going to cover the story anyway.
No, I know, but maybe Tom could do it instead?
Me?
Yeah, if Mum doesn't want to.
No.
I can't.
Why not?
Well, because if I go on the radio, then I'm going to be even more associated with the outbreak.
You already are.
Exactly.
You're part of this farm as well.
I'm talking about the Tom Archer brand. The pork and the sausages.
Listen, you two.
But Mum needs your support.
Why don't you do it then?
Neither of you is doing it.
But
all right? The dairy is my business. It's my responsibility. I will do the interview.
Fine.
Oh, I was going to make a pot of tea.
But if you are going to do it, Mum, then we're going to need to discuss what you're going to say about Claret.
Oh.
Look, I know what you've said,
Tom.
But this is an ideal opportunity. If you go on and say we've let go the person responsible...
Tom, how many more times?
Clary's only just got the all clear. It's not like she's back at work yet.
I am not sacking Clary. And if I did, I certainly wouldn't crow about it on the radio.
You don't have to mention her name.
What's going on?
Oh, Tony. Oh.
Don't say they failed the dairy again.
Oh, no.
Mum's recording an interview for Radio Borsetshire tomorrow.
You what?
And Tom still thinks we should fire Clary.
An interview? When did this happen?
They called a few minutes ago.
The point is, we have to change the story. You saw the Westbury Courier. We need to draw a strong line.
Oh, not this again.
Well, what are you going to say then? That we've given the dairy a good scrub and hopefully it won't happen again?
Oh, don't be facetious.
It's a public perception we should be worrying about, not her.
Tom.
Mum, I'm sorry. I think Tom might have a point. I don't want to see Clary lose her job, but it would be a really strong statement that we dealt with it.
Helen!
And it was Clary's fault.
Tom!
She shouldn't have come back into work that day.
I don't care.
But, Dad...
We're not turning Clary into a scapegoat.
I just said we don't have to mention her name.
Oh, come on.
Tom, it won't take a moment for people to realise it's Clary when she's not working here.
And it's not the way I want to run this farm. Enough of this now. Clary came back in good faith.
It's okay, darling. I'm coming.
It's not as though she's ever likely to make the same mistake again.
I expect he needs changing. Oh.
Is that the EHO?
Yeah, looks like it.
I'll get it, shall I? Right then, here we go.
Hey, you. You're back early again.
Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's my lucky day. I've just been down to Grey Gables.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. No luck.
Not even just a few hours?
No, nothing. Caroline said if I'd asked at the start of the holiday, she might have been able to give me something.
Sounds familiar.
Yeah. I think I'm going to have to face facts. There just aren't any summer jobs out there.
Well, my news isn't much better.
Oh, did you speak to Ronnie?
Yeah.
And?
Not sure he seemed very keen.
Well, why? What did he say?
Well, I explained the idea of renting the premises.
With the option of buying it later, though.
Yeah, I said all that.
But it was still a no.
No, he listened. I'm just not sure it ever really occurred to him before. He keeps going on about buying this barge. He'd obviously prefer the money up front.
Yeah.
Right.
And if Daz can come up with it, there's not really any competition, is there?
Well, he didn't give you an answer then?
No, just said he'd think about it. He's probably on the phone to Daz now.
Hey, Chris, come on. I mean, he could have turned you down straight away.
I suppose, but...
What?
Daz, he's older. He's more experienced. It's not just the money. Ronnie's going to want to pass his clients on to someone he trusts.
Oh, like he doesn't trust you.
You know what I mean.
Then we're just going to have to wait. I mean, you still don't know if Daz has the money?
No, he's got his own business. He's in a better position than I am. Sorry.
No, no. Look, how about we go to the pub later?
Huh?
Well, I think we could both do some cheering up. Mum, that's fantastic. What else did they say?
They were pleased with the steam clean. They said all our procedures were up to scratch.
And we can take the notice down from the front gate.
Oh, what a relief.
Yeah.
In fact, they said our hygiene levels are extremely good. So I'll definitely have something positive to say in the interview. The E. coli's been dealt with and we're open for business.
It won't be enough.
Tom.
I know.
We have to look to the future. I am not getting into a blame game.
Fine. I'm obviously not going to win this argument.
So what about the ice cream then? I agree with Tom. If people don't trust it...
What are you saying? That we don't make it anymore?
Well, Susan didn't think anyone would buy it. In the village shop, never mind ours.
When was that?
Well, isn't that what she said to you, Mum, last week?
Well, yes, but...
And Kirsty's been keeping me up to date. We've hardly sold any.
We can't stop making it, though. If we do that, we might as well announce that we haven't got any faith in our own brand.
Mum, I'm not suggesting we stop making it permanently.
What about our regular customers? If we don't sell it to them, they'll just go to somebody else and we'll probably never get them back. Underwoods already have.
But then again, if we do carry on and nobody buys it, that's just more money down the drain.
Tony.
Well, how much have we lost already?
I can't believe you're saying this. The ice cream is one of our most profitable lines.
Was, Pat. Look.
We've only just heard that we can open the dairy again.
Excuse me.
There is no point cutting off our nose despite our face.
Look. Surely the first thing we need to do is find out how many of our regular customers still even want to stock Bridge Farm ice cream. At least then we can make a decision based on some facts.
Well, yes, I suppose so.
And you're right, Mum. We have got some positive news to tell them. And that's what we need to do. Visit them, phone them all up, bang the message home that we're open for business. It was just one bad batch. Environmental health say that we're fine.
Yes.
They'd be totally mad not to stop what's been such a successful brand.
Absolutely.
All right.
Well, I can start ringing round after the interview tomorrow.
I'll help.
And in the meantime, we can still get started with the cheese and the cream and the yoghurt.
Okay.
Yes.
Well done, Tom. Thank you. Right, well, cows aren't going to wait any longer.
Oh, gosh, is that the time?
Do you need a hand?
Oh, yeah, thanks, Tom.
No problem. At least we can use some of the milk now.
Yes, indeed.
Come on, then.
I'm coming. Let's get that sign down as well.
So, we're going to a party.
Reese wasn't going to give us our drinks unless we agreed.
Well, sounds like it'll be fun.
Yeah, he's really pleased with the flat.
Well, we're not doing anything on Wednesday anyway.
No.
Are you going to sit down?
Actually, I just need to...
Christopher, darling!
Oh, hi, Lillian.
Alice, you can't escape from it, isn't it? You don't mind if I join you?
No, no, sit down.
Sorry, back in a minute.
Oh.
Oh, it's all right. I think he's just going to the toilet.
Oh. Thought I'd scared him away.
No.
So, how did you get on with Caroline?
Oh, yeah, there weren't any vacancies.
No, never mind. I'm sure you'll find something.
Yeah, it doesn't look like it.
Really? Well, how much do you need a job anyway?
A lot.
No, I'm being serious. How much difference can it make?
Oh, at the moment it might not make any.
Oh?
Yeah, Chris spoke to Ronnie about the premises. He said he'd think about renting it to him.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Well, Chris doesn't think so. There's this other farrier you see, Daz. He was Ronnie's previous apprentice.
Daz?
Yeah, Daryl Polhill. Chris thinks he'd rather sell the business to him.
Oh.
I mean, I can see his point. He is more established and we already know he'd like to take over the business.
I see.
So it's not looking great.
Cole Hill, you say?
Yeah, that's right. Why? Do you know him?
I don't think so. It just rings a bell somehow.
Oh?
It's funny. I wonder why.
Look who I've got here.
Hey, morning, Josh. What are you doing up? Shouldn't you be in bed for another 6 hours?
Ha ha. You're so funny, Mum.
I know.
Josh thought you might need an extra pair of hands with the milking.
Yeah, sure. Who must brought this on?
I just want to help.
And I wasn't going to turn an offer like that one down, especially when you got out of bed for once.
Absolutely.
So I'll leave you to it.
Oh, David, what time are you starting the bailing?
I asked Neil and Bert to be here for 9. I'll have checked on the sheep and the heifers by then.
Right.
See you later.
Yep. Well, this is nice. Josh, ready to start?
Yep.
Fine, then down you get. I'll let the next lot in.
So, how long have you been up?
Huh?
Matt, don't remember you getting out of bed.
No, you were dead to the world.
Slumbering peacefully, I think you'll find. Is the coffee still fresh?
Sorry, Lily, what you say?
Oh, doesn't matter. I wouldn't want to tear you away from your phone. I'll make another one. Excuse me.
Ah, result.
What on earth?
It's Ken. He sent me an email.
Who?
Ken Dickinson, the developer. Yeah, he met at the golf club.
Yeah, I know. The one with the golden tee.
He's invited us over to his place for a barbecue he's having. Finally, I've been buttering him up for months.
Oh, well done. So when is it?
This Sunday.
Matt.
What's the matter?
Sunday's when we go to Linda's party with Jane.
Oh, well, I'm sorry. We're going to have to skip that after all.
Oh, Matt, you promised. You know how much I want to go.
Lilia, this guy is a really big developer in Borsetshire. Play our cards right, and who knows how many deals he might put our way.
So, do you really want to spend your birthday doing business?
Well, more than having my brain numbed by Linda. Right, I'm going up to the office.
Why?
If you're making a coffee, bring me one up, will you?
Anything else?
No.
Oh, and Matt, remember I mentioned that farrier to you, Daryl Polhill?
Yeah.
The one Chris is worried about. Have a think about it, won't you?
Go on, girl. Get in there.
Of course it was your granddad who brought in the black and whites. Back in your great-grandfather's day, they had shorthorns.
I know, there's that photo.
Oh?
Of both of them with the bull.
Oh, yes. Well, there is. I'd forgotten about that.
I'll close the gate.
Well, it was still only a small herd when I came to Ambridge. I remember I used to be able to see them from my window when I lived at Nightingale Farm. It's funny, really. I never imagined that view would become my life. It was only after you were born that we expanded the herd.
How come?
It took us a while to persuade your granddad. If we hadn't, though, we'd have to have got rid of them by now. And there's always been a dairy herd at Brookfield. It would have broken our hearts.
You really love the cows, don't you, Mum?
Yeah. Yeah, of course. I've put a lot of hard work into them. Not just that, though.
What is it?
Oh, I don't know, Josh. I suppose it's those moments when you stand back and see a strong, healthy herd producing valuable food. It reminds you why you do it, you know? Even though sometimes I'm not sure why we bother.
What do you mean?
Oh, nothing. Listen to me, I'm getting all sentimental. Not a good thing for a farmer. Come on. We've not finished yet. We still need to clean down the parlour.
Well, thanks for agreeing to do this for us, Pat.
No, my pleasure.
Please take a seat. I'm sure you've got enough on your plate at the moment.
Oh, that's an understatement. Not that we're not managing. We've just had the all clear from the environmental health, so...
Can I just...
Oh.
No, you stay where you are. I just need to adjust the mic. You've already met my producer, Kim.
That's right.
She's behind the glass, and I'm Wayne Foley.
Yes, I know who you are.
Yeah, well, that's a good start. Now, just relax. We're not live, so if you need to stop, have a sip of water, whatever.
OK.
That's fine. And try to answer in complete sentences. It just makes it easier for the edit.
Of course.
OK. All set?
Yes.
Are we recording, Kim? So, Pat, tell us what's happened on the farm in the past couple of days. You say you've been given the all clear?
The environmental health have been on the farm. Well, first we had it deep cleaned, steam cleaned. Then we were given a thorough inspection.
So what was the outcome of that?
Right, well, in general, the dairy was found to be very hygienic. But even so, we've had it thoroughly disinfected. Since then, the environmental health have been back to see us. They've looked at everything we do, and I'm delighted to say that they've given us a completely clean bill of health. In fact, they praised our levels of hygiene very highly.
Great.
Oh, and I must stress, it was only one bad batch of ice cream. Everything else Bridge Farm produces, our yoghurt, our cream, our award-winning cheese, they were all found to be absolutely safe.
Right. Of course, sadly, it does only take one bad batch.
Unfortunately, yes.
And we have the two young children that are still in hospital.
Yes. Obviously, we're extremely sorry about what's happened, and we wish the two children a very speedy recovery. Sorry.
That's okay.
It's very difficult.
Yes, of course.
Genuinely, it's been the worst aspect of all this. We're a small family-run business. My daughters recently had a baby. It really does break all our hearts to imagine how worried those parents must be.
Good. Now, let's move on to where the infection came from in the first place. Tell me about that.
Yeah, well, I'm sorry, James, but it can't be helped. Yeah, I'm sure we'll see more than enough of each other over the weekend anyway. Yeah. Yeah, me too. Thanks for that, Lillian.
What?
Why'd you have to put me on the phone to him?
He asked.
Yeah, of course he did.
It's true. I was just letting James know we wouldn't be at the party. I told him what you'd say.
God knows what all that was about.
Well, perhaps he's as disappointed as I am.
He might be disappointed you can't go. It's the first time he's ever wanted to come within spitting distance of me. Now, oh God, where was I? Ah, the account's tying me out now. Here, take this cup, will you? Tuck. Oh, and Lillian.
What now? Would you like me to retie your laces for you?
No. Daryl Polo. You were right. The name was familiar.
Oh?
Yeah, he's the brother of one of the contractors we use.
Oh, yes, of course.
I gave a mutual friend a quick call. He reckons Daryl's going through a messy divorce.
Really?
Well, they're having to sell the house anyway.
So it doesn't sound as though he's in much of a position to buy the business.
Don't look that way. That's all I could find out, though.
No. Well done, Tiger. That's very interesting news. I'm sure it'll be music to Alice and Christopher's ears.
Ruth!
Hello. Oh, sorry, Pat.
No. After you.
Thanks. How are you? I've been meaning to give you another call.
I've just come back from an interview with Radio Borsetshire.
Oh, gosh, how did that go?
Fine, actually. I was worried it might be a bit confrontational.
Oh, of course you were.
But no, it was all right. And if it gets the message out that we're open for business again...
You are?
Oh, yes. We had the officers over yesterday.
Oh, that's wonderful.
That's why I'm here. Susan's in the shop, isn't she?
Yeah, she just served me.
Oh, I want to let her know that we're restarting production tomorrow.
You must be so relieved.
We are. Although it's going to be a long, hard slog. Underwoods has gone for a start.
No, you're joking.
Hmm. So that's our biggest single customer gone, just like that.
But... they know you. You've been supplying them for years.
Oh, doesn't surprise me, to be honest. They brought in a new manager about 6 months ago, and I've always found him tricky.
Even so.
Yeah. If all our customers react in the same way as Underwood's have...
I'm sure they won't. Honestly.
No. I'm really trying not to think like that. Tomorrow's going to be a brand new start.
Do you want tea, Neil? Tea? Right you are. Hey, Josh, on the head.
Oh, that was rubbish.
Didn't kick it high enough.
Yeah, right.
So how did milking go?
It was good. I really like working with the cows.
Yeah? What, didn't we have to clean out the parlour after them?
It's all right.
Oh, fair enough.
I could do it every day if you want. I mean, while I'm on holiday.
Really? And how much would you want to get paid for that?
You could increase my pocket money a little. I've got a lot to learn if I'm going to be like you and Mum and Grandad.
Yeah. Yeah, I suppose that's true.
Ray!
Hello, love.
Dad, we won't ever have to get rid of the cows, will we?
What? No. At least I hope not.
How's it going?
Well, it looks like you've got a new recruit.
Well, why's that?
Josh wants to keep helping out over the summer.
Do you now? Well, you did really well this morning.
Tell you what, Joshy, let your mum and I discuss it, right?
Sure, okay.
But you're right. We should pay you something.
Awesome.
Awesome indeed. It was nice to have his company.
Yeah.
How are you getting on? Looks like you're making good progress with the bales.
Yeah, well, Neil and Bert are old hands. We need to take a look at the lambs, though.
Oh?
Yeah, there are more than a few that are ready to go. I've just been so busy.
That's fine. We can do it tomorrow.
Yeah, sure.
Is everything all right, David?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I was just hearing Josh being so keen about farming.
Well, that's good, isn't it?
Yeah, of course, but, you know, with Pip as well, it's going to be hard enough making the farm pay enough for two families, let alone three.
Oh, come on, that's a while off yet.
Well, I was hoping Josh was going to become a premiership footballer and keep us all in the lap of luxury.
If only. Seriously, though, we're doing okay. I know the milk's not great, but the sheep aren't doing too badly, and the Herefords are bringing in a decent profit.
That's true.
And harvest nearly done.
No, I know, Ruth, you're right.
And?
What?
I just bumped into Pat outside the village shop.
Really?
Remember what you said last week? We should try and look on the bright side for once. Things could be an awful lot worse.
Oh, you've not finished your trifle already.
Blimey, George.
Oh, go on then.
Yeah!
But careful though, just paddle at the edge.
Yeah, Mia, make sure you hold Jake's hand.
Well, it don't get much more perfect than this.
No.
I could stay here forever.
Although really, I suppose you ought to think about packing up soon.
Oh, shh.
It's almost five, Will. Emma's going to be expecting George back.
Yeah, I know.
And we need to get ready for Reese's party.
Let's just lie here a little longer. There's no rush.
Are you sure your mum doesn't mind babysitting tonight?
Hmm?
She did have the kids all Sunday afternoon.
No, she was fine when I asked. It does her good to get out of the house at the moment.
I suppose.
Mum don't mind.
I just feel a little bit guilty, you know. She still doesn't know what's happening with work and everything. You'd have thought Pat would have said something to her by now.
Yeah.
I mean, I know it's difficult for them too, but, well, all this uncertainty.
Well, she's allowed to go back to work now. I'm sure Pat will be in touch soon.
Yeah. Let's hope, eh? Come on, we might as well start putting this food away.
Aww.
Hey, quit moaning. At least it'll stop us being invaded by wasps. Come on.
Mia?
What is it? Mia?
All right.
Mia, all Mia, what right. have you done?
Fallon, do you want to pick it off now? Is that right?
Sorry, Reese.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I just got lemon juice in my eye.
Let's see.
No, it's fine. What did you say?
I just thought, you know, since the pub is quiet, I might knock off early.
Oh, yeah, sure.
Oh, cheers. I've got a few last-minute preparations to do for the party.
Uh-oh. Why does that make me feel nervous?
Oh, it's just a few ingredients, all right?
Ingredients?
For the drinking games?
Oh, well, in that case, you can count me out.
Oh, don't be such a girl.
I'm not. It's all right for you. You've got tomorrow off.
Oh, we'll see. It's going to be such a good party. I've got mates coming from Borsetshire and Felpersham.
Well, you better make sure it's not too rowdy, Rhys. You'll have Christine and Derek Fletcher on to you.
Oh, no, don't you worry. Susan's already had a little word.
I bet she has.
Right, I'll see you later. And remember, bring your MP3 player, yeah?
Yeah, I will do.
We're not going to warm my flat up. We're going to burn it down!
No, I don't like it.
Oh, it's all right, Mia. It's only a crayfish.
Can I see?
Oh, he's a big one.
No!
Hey, it's okay, sweetheart. It's going now. Well, pass me the trap.
Can we play with it?
Better not.
Look, why don't you all go and dry your feet?
Yeah, good idea. Go on.
Crayfish are going to eat you.
George, be nice.
Oh, I wonder what on earth she'd found.
Oh, I know.
So what are we going to do with it now?
Well, it's not a native one. You're not really supposed to put them back. Anyway, I reckon we figured out where Kenton's getting his crayfish from now.
What, you think he's...
Well, it's a bit of a coincidence.
I suppose.
And I bet whoever's doing it ain't got a licence neither. I mean, this trap is pretty amateur.
Does it really matter?
Of course. Well, at least they shouldn't be too hard to catch.
Well...
Well, they must be down here most days.
Oh, do you have to? I mean, okay, so it's maybe it's not completely above board.
And what about Brian? It's his land. They should have asked permission.
Yeah, but it's not doing any harm. And Kenton is Jolene's partner and she's my boss. Come on, I don't want to start causing them trouble.
They could be in a lot more trouble. If he's buying unlicensed products to put on the menu...
Well, maybe...
Look, I'm not being funny.
Oh, let's at least find out first. I mean, you can't be sure this is where the crayfish are coming from. Well, you can't.
Okay.
Well, please, Will.
Okay.
Don't make a fuss.
All right.
Come on. Let's pack up. Okay? We've got a party to go to.
Well, I'm still going to keep an eye out, though. It's my patch. I want to find out who this mystery fisherman is.
Okay, fellas, so the first person to draw a jack has to pick the drinks.
Okay.
And then the second has to mix them. The third takes a sip, and if you're a mate, you'll take a big sip.
Depends if Harry's still in.
Huh? What?
Doesn't matter.
And then the person left has to down the lot.
Sounds simple enough. Hey, Harry, what are you doing? Stop making noises off you and shuffle properly, yeah?
I am.
Here.
Oh, I can do it, Jazza.
Oh, we still need another person, though. Where's Chris?
Don't know. What about Spencer?
Excuse me.
You smooching Pip on the stairs outside.
Hey, Nick. Looks like you need a drink.
I know. I'm trying to get to the kitchen.
Oh, don't bother. Jazza, budge up.
Right, what are you doing?
We're playing one of Reese's evil drinking games.
Yeah. Sit down, darling.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
I'm mid-speech, no.
No way.
Oh, what have you seen Fallon, then?
Fallon?
She's talking to Kirsty. If I see her, I'll tell her you're looking for her.
Ha.
She won't Fallon for. She's never going to play.
No, she will. She was dead keen.
Yeah, if you say so.
Have you finished with those cards yet?
Huh? Oh, sorry.
Hello? Earth calling Harry. Jings, I reckon Zoffy's made you deaf as well as stupid.
That's great news about the dairy, though.
Sorry, what? What, you mean it's open again?
Well, yeah, I think so. Nathan said the sign had gone off the front gate.
Right.
I mean, he could have got it wrong. You know what Nathan's like.
Finally!
Hey, Nick.
I thought I'd never get to you.
Yeah, no, I'm not sure Reese invited enough people.
Want a drink?
Please.
Beer?
Oh, yeah. Fallon, Reese wants a word with you. Something to do with a drinking game they're playing?
Oh, no.
I said I'd tell you.
Thanks.
Oh, whoa! Where are all my dowels? Oh,
sorry, did I get you?
Yeah, only a little. Have some sugar and fine, Reese.
Okay.
Before I get any more beer on me.
Oh, look. It's all down my jeans.
Excuse me.
Oh, well, don't laugh. Oh, here, have your lager.
Well, what's left of it?
Where have you been?
Oh, just talking to Alice.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I had a really nice chat. Never known quite what to make of it, you know? Always been a bit intimidated by those pony club girls.
Ah, she's all right.
Yeah, she is. She's looking for a job at the moment.
There. That doesn't show too much, does it?
No. What about you? What are you chatting to Fallon about?
Well, Bridge Farm Dairy. She reckons it's open again.
Really?
Well, so Nathan Booth says.
Oh, your mum hasn't mentioned anything, has she?
No, well, who knows? Well, I ain't got a clue what's going on.
Oh, me neither. Right, you ready to dive back in?
Well, I reckon so. Yeah, hang on.
What?
Mwah.
And
What was that for?
No reason. Yeah, come on. Fancy dance?
Yeah!
Hey, Harry, where are you going?
I'll be back in a minute.
She's not going to turn into a pumpkin at midnight, you know.
Oh, he's proper smitten, isn't he?
Makes me feel sick.
Not as much as this. What else is meant to go in here?
Orange juice and Tabasco.
Oh, nice. I can't believe you talked me into doing this.
Come on then, Jasmine, mate. It's down to just the two of us. You deal.
I preferred it when it was just Harry and his pictures of men in Lycra.
You serious?
Aye.
What, a bit by curious, is he?
No, he's got a Tour de France poster on his wall, that's all.
Case closed.
What, you saying to my cyclist?
There, that has to be the most revolting cocktail I've ever mixed.
Oh, lovely.
Reese, are you sure there's four Jacks in this deck?
Getting nervous, are you?
No.
Right. Jack!
Hey, what's that, Reese?
Oh, so you got the short straw then? Bad luck, Jazza, mate.
No problem. You have to sip it.
Yeah, listen, me and Zoffy are going to head off.
What?
Well, we thought while you're enjoying yourself here, we'd have a bit of private time.
Oh.
How is it?
Oh, a little bit more Tabasco, I reckon.
No! Hang on, you're going back to the flat?
Yeah.
But...
cheers for the party, Reese.
Oh, no, thanks for coming.
Harry!
Well, he seems pretty keen on women to me. He might even let her play with his bicycle pump.
Like comedian you. Got to go back there.
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, you're not going home yet. Come on, drink up. Down in one.
Oh, what a night.
Well, I know. Shame we had to leave so early.
Yeah, well, we couldn't keep your mum up all night.
No.
What did she say about the dairy?
Oh, she hasn't heard anything. Well, I wish I hadn't mentioned it now.
Never mind. I thought I might pop over to see her tomorrow, after I've been to the supermarket.
Yeah, good idea. Oh, Nick, I've got to be up at the crack of dawn. Oh, it's been a brilliant day, though, hasn't it?
Oh, it's been great. And the kids enjoyed it, too.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Scary crayfish aside.
Why, it was a beast.
Oh, it was to Mia. Or maybe she's not quite as countrified as we thought. Oh, it was lovely to see the three of them playing so well together, though.
Yeah. Well, they're good kids, really. We're very lucky.
Yeah. Yeah, we are.
Oh, especially when they're fast asleep.
I don't know what you're suggesting.
Wow. Such a clear night.
What?
The stars, they're really bright.
Do they look as if they're moving at you?
Jazzer, how many times did you get the last Jack?
I can't tell. Six? Seven? No.
Maybe you should think about going home too. If you can still walk.
I'm fine. I just don't want to go back to the flat. Who knows what I'm going to bust in on?
Well, it's been at least a couple of hours now.
So?
Well, Harry and Sophia, they must have...
Do you reckon? The other night I had to go to sleep with my earphones in.
Really?
What?
No, nothing.
No, what did that look in your face mean? Don't tell me. You're jealous.
Jazza.
Yeah.
Well, it doesn't matter now anyway. That ship has very definitely sailed.
He's a brick. What is it about Harry boy, eh? I mean, here's you swooning over him. Zofia can't keep her hands off him.
Look at the pair of us. Sat here by ourselves. How tragic is that?
Speak for yourself.
We're Cupid's cast-offs, Jazzo. I'm sleeping on my own tonight, as usual.
Oh, so you both are. I thought you'd gone on.
No, although I reckon it is time I was heading that way.
What about you, Jazzo, mate?
There's no way I'm risking going back to the love shack.
Oh, for heaven's sake, Jazza, just put your earphones in like you said.
I'll still have to wake up to Harry's smug face. Here, Reese, that couch of yours looks pretty comfy. Don't suppose I could kip on that, could I?
Hmm.
You lost something, Linda?
Oh, morning, Pat. No, just my bicycle kit. Ah.
Found them?
Yes. Caught between my council notebook and my committee's folder.
Is Ian in the kitchen today?
Yes, he ought to be.
Oh, good. I need to talk to him about the ice cream.
Ah.
We've been given the all clear from the Environmental Health.
Is that so?
Thank goodness.
So you're back up and running again?
Yes. We've started production again. Just in a small way.
Well, that's wonderful, Pat. You must be delighted.
It's a start. Now we've just got to persuade people to actually buy it.
Quite.
That's why I need to speak to Ian.
Oh, I know. It is difficult. People are so conscious of food scares these days, especially since the recent outbreaks.
Yes.
I had a customer in the village shop just a couple of days ago. I won't mention any names, but he was really quite vehement that we shouldn't be stocking contaminated food.
Really?
Of course, we know that it's fine, Pat, and I tried to put him right, but the perception in the public mind, you see, people can be so very sensitive.
Yes, well, that's certainly what we're finding.
Is it?
Yeah, we've already lost quite a lot of custom.
Oh.
Anyway, how are you, Linda?
Oh, well...
It's your anniversary party on Sunday, isn't it?
Yes, 25 years in Ambridge.
How are preparations going?
Oh, very well, thank you. As usual, one seems to have given oneself an enormous amount to do.
Oh, I'm sure it'll be wonderful. I'm sorry we can't come.
Oh, I understand. Well, I suppose I would...
Of course.
With so much to do. I hope you get a good response from Ian, though.
Me too.
I'm sure you will. All the best now.
Hi, Chris.
Uh-oh, still feeling rough.
No, not really. I just haven't got round to getting dressed yet.
You're looking a little more human than when I left.
Well, thanks very much.
You were putting them away last night, Alice.
Yeah, well... At least I wasn't the one who let Reese persuade me to down a pint of cider and rum.
What were you looking at?
Oh, just temping websites.
Anything?
Nope. What about you? Have you seen Ronnie today?
Nah, not heard from him. I've been out visiting customers all morning.
Oh, well.
To be honest, I'm expecting bad news.
Oh, hey, now, come on, Chris.
Why else would he be taking so long? He's going to sell the business to Dad.
No, but he's not got the money.
We don't know that.
Well, it's what Auntie Lillian said.
So what? He's getting divorced. For all we know, he might want to sell the house anyway. Perhaps he's going to put the proceeds towards the business.
Chris.
Or he might have the cash somewhere else.
And if it were that easy, then you'd have heard from Ronnie by now. Waiting's a good sign.
Maybe. I've just got this feeling. It's not like Ronnie bit my hand off when I suggested renting the place.
No, but...
It's a good thing I spent all that money on the van. Looks like I'm going to be working out of it. Anyway, I need some lunch. Do you want anything?
Oh, well, I'll get it. I might as well do something useful today.
Sure your stomach's up to it?
Yes, thank you.
Wonder how Jazz is feeling today. You know he never made it back last night.
How do you know?
I bumped into Harry on the green. Not that he was complaining.
Yeah, bet. Have you seen his profile picture? It's just two pairs of feet sticking out the end of a duvet. I'm guessing other pair are Zofia's.
As long as they're not Jazz's.
Well, unless he started wearing nail varnish. Is the leftover chilli from last night okay?
Yeah, fine.
I'll put in a couple of potatoes.
Thanks. Hi, Ronnie. How's it going? Any news?
So, it's a note then?
Not exactly. Ian was very sweet, but he has had to find a new supplier in the meantime. He said he'd switch back to us as soon as he could.
Once the publicity has died down, you mean?
Well, maybe. At the moment, though, it'll do for me. Anything in the post?
Well, I thought as much. Martin from the deli. It is with much regret and a great deal of soul-searching that I've decided we can no longer stock Bridge Farm products.
Oh, no.
However, I do wish you all the best for the future.
Let me see. Well, does that include the yoghurt and the cheese as well?
Yeah, looks like it.
Oh, well, never mind.
Never mind?
He wasn't a big customer.
We haven't got any of those left.
Well, at least Rossiter's are staying loyal, and Howard, and the Garden Cafe in Churchill. They said they're still going to buy the ice cream.
And how much of our sales does that account for? It's hardly going to keep us afloat, is it?
No, I know, Tony. I'm just trying to...
Yes, yes, I know.
Look, we're just going to have to produce a lot less. Carry on selling most of the milk and cut the hours in the dairy.
That means cutting staff hours, too.
Yes, we'll just keep production ticking over till things improve. That's all we can do.
And hope we don't get any more letters like that.
Oh, what time is it? I turn the radio up, Tony. We don't want to miss the interview.
The wheat's coming in well.
Oh, yeah. I saw the combine as I was driving back.
Oh, they should be finished by mid-afternoon.
Oh, really? Well, that is good news.
Might be our one saving grace. At least that's going to bring in a hefty premium.
This is Wayne Foley.
Oh, Tony.
Through your lunchtime on Radio Bossetshire. Now, with the good old British summertime finally here, I'm sure a lot of you have been tucking into a nice cornet or tub of ice cream. Unfortunately for two local children, this innocent pleasure resulted in them being taken seriously ill.
Oh, terrific.
Shush.
The E. coli bacteria was found in a batch of ice cream from the Bridge Farm Organic Dairy in Ambridge. We'll be hearing from manager Pat Archer and asking how much we should worry about this latest outbreak. That's coming up next, but first, this.
Oh, honestly.
I thought you said they'd been sympathetic. Oh,
they were. He was. There was nothing there that wasn't true.
I suppose so.
The important thing is that people hear the dairy's safe. I certainly got that point across. Oh, perfect timing.
I'll go.
No, I'll get it. Let's just hope it's not another journalist. Call me when it starts, Tony. Yes, hello, Bridge Farm.
Pat, hello, it's Linda.
Oh, Linda.
Is this a convenient time?
I just
wanted to let you know, Pat, that after our conversation this morning, I really was very affected.
Oh, well, that's kind.
You must feel ever so persecuted at the moment.
Yes, well...
Which is why I thought you'd want to know that we'd still like to use your cream at our garden party on Sunday.
Oh,
if that's possible, of course. I wasn't sure.
Oh, yes.
I know,
yes.
You're only just getting started again.
Oh, no, Linda, that's fine. It's very kind of you to let me know.
Oh, good. I can't think of anything better than your wonderful cream poured over Adam's locally produced strawberries. We are celebrating our time in Ambridge, after all.
Yes. Thank you, Linda.
Oh, I know, it's only a small thing.
No, really, that means a lot.
Nonsense. It's our pleasure. I should have said something earlier.
Don't be silly.
And should anyone ask, I'll proudly announce where the cream comes from as a gesture of our complete confidence in your farm and its produce.
Oh.
I'll certainly make sure I'm seen eating it.
Honestly, that's so nice. I can't tell you.
Well, someone has to make a stand against the hysteria.
Pat?
Yes, all right, Tony. I'm sorry, Linda.
Oh, no, of course, I'm sure. I just wanted to let you know in case you were worried.
Thanks. I'll bring the cream over to you on Saturday.
I look forward to it.
It's starting.
Okay. Bye, Linda.
Bye.
Yes, Tony, I'm coming.
Since then, the environment.
Alice.
Shh, hang on, it's Auntie Pat.
That was Ronnie on the phone. He said yes.
What?
Oh, sorry.
No, she's just about finished. Go on.
Ronnie, he wants to go with my deal.
Chris?
I know.
What did he say?
He's given it some thought, and having looked at the figures, he's agreed he'll rent me the premises.
Oh, that's fantastic. Oh, come here.
I couldn't believe it when he said. I really didn't think he was going to.
Did he say anything about Daz?
No, nothing.
See, I told you.
Yeah, well...
You were so convinced. Oh, Chris.
I know. It's just, wow, this really could actually happen.
I know.
Not sure I believed it before.
Well, start.
Obviously, we're extremely sorry about what's happened, and we wish the two children a very speedy recovery.
As do we all here at Radio Borsetshire.
But I...
Oh, no, hang on,
Thanks to Pat Archer, and particularly to Rebecca Robson, for agreeing to speak to us. I'm sorry to say that as of today, her daughter Millie is still being treated in hospital, as is Scott Middleton. We'll be opening the phones for your calls after the news and travel, but now, here's something to put a spring in your step.
Turn it off, Tony. All right.
Well, that's that, I suppose.
Tony, honestly, I had no idea. They didn't tell me they were going to include one of the parents as well.
Oh, we should have guessed.
How?
Because that's all they're interested in. As long as those two kids are in hospital, that'll be their focus. Doesn't matter what we do.
Oh.
It's the same with the Echo and the Courier. I mean, God forbid those children
act... Tony! Oh, that poor woman... so desperate. They made it sound as if I didn't care. As if all I was worried about was the farm and the business.
No. You said how sorry we are.
I said so much more, though. He asked me what I'd like to say to the parents.
And you wished them well.
No, I went on after that. I spoke about how we've just got our own grandchild and how dreadful we feel. Why did they leave that out?
I don't know. It was only fairly short.
Oh, for God's sake, I've lost a child myself. For a while, I thought we might lose Helen as well.
Oh, no, don't, love.
But people think we don't care.
No, it really wasn't that bad.
Oh, it was terrible. There I was, banging on about how excited we are to be open again, and meanwhile, there's that frantic mother.
Oh.
And all I could offer was a mealy-mouthed apology. It'd been better just not to say anything at all.
Well, maybe not that many people heard.
No,
I'm serious. How many people actually listen to local radio anyway?
Enough. And with the articles in the Echo and the Courier.
Yeah, all right.
We can already see what it's doing to sales. This was meant to be a new, positive start.
Yeah, I know.
Instead, when they hear the name Bridge Farm, they're just going to think E. coli. And those little children.
They still heard you say that we're safe.
Oh, for all the good that'll do. Honestly, Tony, if it carries on like this, we're not going to have a business left at all.
Clary, love, I'm off now. Clary?
Oh, sorry. Did you say something?
I'm going. Milking at Brookfield.
Oh, yes, of course.
It's almost full.
You couldn't get the lampshade down for me, Eddie?
Eh?
I can't reach.
Oh, yeah. Sure. You all right, love?
Oh, of course. I might as well give it a proper clean.
You're still worrying about the radio, ain't you? Hey, now. Come on.
Yeah, I know.
There ain't no point in getting yourself into a state about it.
That poor mother.
I know. It'll be all right, though. It will. Her little girl's in the best possible hands. And the lad. Those doctors know what they're doing.
I suppose.
Of course they do. I know it's tough, Clary, love, but you'll see. They'll be fine.
I still ain't heard nothing from Pat.
No.
William, we're right about the dairy. It is open again. Maybe I...
No, Clary. Look, give them a chance, eh? They're only just getting up and running. I'm sure Pat'll call when she needs you. Right, well, don't look too dusty.
Oh, no, Ta.
I'll be back at the usual time. Try not to worry, love.
Oh, so you heard it, did you?
I was over at Mum's. Must say, I was surprised you agreed to do it, Pat.
Really?
I mean, I suppose it was important that you made it clear the dairy was safe, but as soon as that distraught mother came
on... Yes.
I just wish you'd said more about the children.
Actually, Lillian, I did.
Really?
They just didn't include it in the broadcast.
Huh? Well, that's why you have to be so careful with these things, isn't it? You never know what they're going to cut out.
No.
Oh, what a shame. I'm sorry, Pat. Maybe it was me, but I just thought you seemed a little bit cold.
Yes, well, there was an awful lot more recorded.
Now, having said that, darling, I was genuinely pleased to hear you're open again.
Thanks.
That's a step in the right direction, at least.
Oh, hi, Pat.
Oh, Cathy.
Look, darling, I really must dash.
Yes.
James and Leonie are arriving soon.
Oh, are they coming down today?
We've got the whole weekend together. Yeah, most of it. Anyway, look, love to all the family, and give darling little Henry a kiss from me.
Will do.
Bye, Cathy.
Oh, bye, Lillian. Pat, how's it going?
Don't.
What did she say?
Lillian, she was giving me media training.
Oh, great. Just what you need.
Did you hear my interview on Radio Borsetshire yesterday?
Oh, yes. I only caught the last couple of minutes, I'm afraid. What I heard of it, though, I thought you did really well.
Not according to Lillian. She thought I sounded rather cold.
No.
She's right as well.
You weren't cold.
I hardly sounded very sympathetic, though, did I? Knocked me for six when I heard it. Tony's been trying to persuade me it wasn't as bad as I thought.
Honestly, Pat, it was fine. You sounded very professional.
Thanks. I didn't know they were going to go between me and the little girl's mum like that.
I'm sorry. Listen, I need to get this shopping home. I've got stuff for the freezer.
Oh, yes, of course.
But I could pop round for a coffee afterwards. Or if you prefer, you could come over tonight.
No. Coffee would be nice.
Okay. Well, give me half an hour or so.
Yeah, all right.
See you in a bit.
Bye, Cathy. Clary, hello.
Pat, I hope you don't mind me calling.
No. What can I do for you?
I was wondering if we could talk.
Are
you at home?
No, but I'll be back in 5 minutes.
I won't take up much of your time. Can I come over?
Yes. Yes, okay, Clary. I've been meaning to get in touch too.
Oh.
You're right. We do need to chat.
Darlings!
Hello, Ma.
Oh, James, goodness me, aren't you brown? Come in. Oh, Leonie.
Hello.
Matt, they're here.
Hey, mind the eardrums.
Oh, now it's wonderful to see you both.
Oh, You too, Ma.
Matt!
Oh.
Now, would you both like a drink?
Oh, I love one.
Good. You don't have to go straight over to Ambridge Hall, then?
No.
Oh, you can stop for a little while, can't you, sweetie?
Oh, that's marvellous. It's such a shame you're not staying as well.
Oh, I know. But Dad's got his orders for arranging this party. I thought I'd try and take some of the pressure off.
Which is precisely why I'm keeping well clear.
Don't blame me.
Coward.
Was she calling a coward?
Matt.
You're not running away already, are you, James?
Far from it.
Leonie, good to see you. How are you?
Very well. Although I need to have words with you. What's all this James tells me about you not coming to the garden party on Sunday?
Resign? Please, Pat. Let me just say what I came to say.
Of course.
I heard what you said on the radio yesterday. I wanted to thank you for not mentioning me.
I see.
You could have just put all the blame on me.
It would have been wrong to do that, Clary. This wasn't all your fault.
Oh, of course it was.
We're responsible too. That's the truth of it.
It hadn't been out of my mind for a second. I'll never forgive myself for the way I've let you down.
I don't know how we're going to get through it.
No. And you've been ever so good to me. Even after all this. Like I say, you could have just fired me. I deserved it.
I'm sorry. I should have spoken to you sooner.
No, really?
I should.
No, please. I know I'll never be able to put right what I've done. I've had a long time to think.
Oh, Clary,
I know I've got to resign. It's the best thing for all of us. How can I carry on working here with them kiddies in hospital? I hope you understand. Right, well, that's all I can say, so I'll get out of your way.
Wait.
Oh, and please tell Tony and Helen and Tom how sorry I am.
I'll accept your resignation. If I'm honest, there isn't going to be much work in the dairy anyway.
Yeah.
At least for a while. But, Clary, if we find our way out of this mess and things get better, well, I hope I may be able to offer you work here again.
Thank you, Pat.
None of us wanted it to be like this.
No. Least of all me.
Oh, yeah, well, like I say, I'll let you get on. I'll get the door for you.
Oh,
hello,
Clary.
Oh.
I'm
sorry, I'm not...
No, I'm just on my way out.
Bye, Pat.
Yes, bye,
Clary. Is everything okay?
No, not really.
Pat, you look terrible. Sit down. What on earth happened?
No, you're right, I'll get it.
Oh, you couldn't pop some lime in there too, could you? There should be one in the kitchen.
Your wish is my command.
Are you sure you don't want to stay for another?
Well, it is gorgeous out here, but no, sorry.
I need to be able to drive you over there anyway.
Dad and Linda will be wondering where I am.
Oh, well. Hopefully we'll be able to spend some time with you tomorrow.
Are you sure you have to go to this barbecue on Sunday?
Yes, Lillian.
Couldn't you persuade Matt to come to the garden party instead?
Oh, we've been so looking forward to it. Our closest family, all together.
You have to be there.
You'll be ever so upset if you miss it.
Are you two...
We just want to make the most of the day. We see so little of you as it is.
Well...
Lillian!
Look, I'll see what I can do.
Can't find this ruddy lime.
It's in the fridge.
Where?
In the salad drawer.
Listen, I think we'll make a move.
Good idea. Let you help with the search.
Lillian, it's been a delight.
Do your best with him, eh, Ma?
What's that?
Oh, with finding your lime.
Oh, yeah. Cheers.
Bye then.
Yes, bye, darling.
See ya. Look, Lillian, won't lemon do instead?
Oh, no, never mind about that. Ken Dickinson's barbecue. You're going to have to find an excuse not to go.
You what?
We're going to Linda's party instead.
What are you talking about? I just told them.
I think they're going to make an announcement.
Announcement?
At the garden party while we're all together.
What sort of announcement?
Oh, for goodness sake, Matt, what do you think? You wondered why James was being so friendly to you on the phone?
Well, we can't. You know what this barbecue could do for us. I've already told Ken that we're going.
Look, I'm sorry, Matt, but there are some moments in this life that are more important than doing business, and this is one of them. I'm putting my foot down. We're going to Linda's.
Hello, love. Blimey, I must be home early. You haven't even started cooking.
No.
Had young Josh helping me with the cows. He's turning into a proper farmer. Clary?
Eddie, sit down.
What is it?
Please. I just need to...
Love? What's wrong? What's the matter?
Don't be angry with me.
Well, at least tell me what it is. Clary?
I've resigned. I'm sorry, Eddie.
You've done what?
I know you didn't want me to, but I went to see Pat.
When?
But while you was over at Brookfield. I know I should have spoken to you first.
Did she ask you to?
Eh?
Pat, did she want you to go over?
No.
So what did she say?
She was very kind. She didn't want me to resign.
Clary?
I had to, Eddie. I didn't want to, God knows, but I've ruined everything. Pat and Tony's business, their livelihood. And what about Susan?
Yeah, all right.
Pat told me there won't be much work going in the dairy. Well, how could I keep my job if Susan's the one to suffer?
Yeah, I know.
And Eddie, them kiddies, them two kiddies, that poor mother.
Hey, come on.
Oh, God, Eddie, I couldn't bear it. I'm so sorry.
Hey, love.
I know we need the money. We only just get by as it is.
Well, we're just going to have to manage, ain't we?
We still haven't paid last month's electricity bill.
I'll have to try to find some more work, I guess.
Oh, Eddie, I'm so sorry. I know this ain't fair on you, but I just couldn't carry on.
Hey, hey.
Not knowing what I'd done, it weren't right.
Hey, Clary.
I'm sorry, love.
Look, we've been through tough times before.
I know.
We'll get through this. We'll
We'll just have to work that little bit harder. Ain't nothing new.
No.
Don't you worry. We'll survive somehow.